following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
11 o'clock, time to get up.
Unbelievable!
It is 11 o'clock, and that means it's time for the Doug and Danny Show. With sports director Doug Duda.
There's a ray of sunshine in a gloomy, cloudy day.
What?
What's your name?
7:30. Nails. 8. Nails. It doesn't matter. And Big Daddy, Tony Davis.
If a monkey flies out of my butt in a minute, too.
Oh, that's right. It's a freaking Super Bowl. Oh, I can't believe it ended like that.
Doug and Daddy bring you some of the best interviews in Central Nebraska. Here is one of the happy interviewees.
I'm very honored to be on with two such esteemed journalists. This is a treat for me. I do appreciate the chance to talk to a lot of my good friends in the Tri-Cities area, notwithstanding the two of you who are jerks.
Let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And a good Monday morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you with us on this Monday, the final Monday of July, as we get ready to go to Chicago for Big Ten Media Days. Daddy and I will be there Thursday and Friday. Today, coincidentally, it is Big 12 Media Days. I'm so sad that we are not in Dallas today to find out what's going on with the Longhorn Network and all that is Texas. But you might have heard Colin Cowherd talk about it today. A lot of the odds came out for college football here over the weekend. And no surprise, if you're a college football nut, you're following the magazines, you're listening to the radio shows, you're getting online, you're seeing who the favorites are. Well, the betting favorites are no different. Although the coaches and the media, I guess, did pick Texas to finish fifth in the Big 12. And a couple of sources that I looked at online have Texas the third choice in the Big 12 behind Oklahoma and Texas A&M. So interesting things there. We've got a pretty busy show for you today. And coming up on the program today, our 12 teams in 12 days continues with Tom Mulhern of the Wisconsin State Journal. We'll also be talking with Chad Martison, tournament director of the Cox Classic, now that we're just a week away. Next Monday is when all their festivities begin with the pro-ams and such. And we'll also be catching up with Bellevue West girls basketball coach Matt Fritchie. The Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Games begin tonight, and the girls and boys basketball games will be going on tonight, and then we get into the volleyball matchup tomorrow, and of course the softball wraps it up on Wednesday. So, and of course, and with the Coaches Association, all kinds of things going on with that. I've always wondered, do the coaches learn more in the sessions or when they're talking with each other? And I think we know the answer there is when they're talking with each other. But Scott Frost will be in Lincoln tomorrow for a couple of sessions and addressing the coaches. Things you need to know if you want to get in touch with us and be part of the program, all kinds of things that go on now. Our phone number, 888-455-ESPN. We've got more Nebraska Big Rodeo tickets to give away on the program today. 888-455-3776. Also, if you want to send us an email, the address to the Dent Popper inbox, home of the armor lining, is Doug and Daddy. You spell out the word and. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Glad to have you along with us on this program today. Also, if you'd like to like us on Facebook, you can go to our webpage, ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. You can vote on our poll question. Got Facebook right up front. All you have to do is click the like button. You can listen to any of the past shows if you've missed any of the teams that we have previewed. And all we have left is Wisconsin today, Northwestern tomorrow, and Nebraska on Wednesday. You can go to our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Poll question of the week. Now that the NFL is back, do you play fantasy football? Because I know here the next couple of weeks we're going to be talking more on college football. But do you play fantasy football? Do you play one league? Are you in two or three? Are you psychotic for fantasy football and you play in four or more leagues? Or you just don't have any interest in it at all? Vote on the ATS poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Now, if you've been listening through the morning, you do know that a few things happened, as they typically tend to do here, with with the weather. We got hit by lightning last night, and it has had the engineers and the producers and everybody working extra time since last night, late into the night, early this morning, repairing things. And so maybe not everything, is exactly as you would like it to be, but that's the situation. And it's actually burned out Daddy's microphone, and that's a good thing. So, they're working on that, and as soon as they can get that microphone fixed, then we'll let Daddy speak on the show today. But obviously, well, whenever, big fella. I know you've got the NFL. It's your favorite time, except whatever. But the NFL supposedly back. Are we shocked about it? Now everybody's going to be following to see who that first big free agent signing is going to be. There's so many of them out there, I don't even think the casual fan knows or really cares. You're going to follow your team. You're going to see what happens. You're going to try and get something positive to happen for your team. But until somebody signs, it's not like going after five-star recruits, I don't think. When you're going to college football, you know who's interested in you, and you know if you're interested in a young athlete, a young man for college football. There's only a certain number of NFL players, and you know that your team has a chance at some of them. And on the other side of things, you probably know that they don't have a chance at some of these teams. So all you have to do is wait and get ready. 15 days away, folks. 15 days away from the first preseason NFL game. Now, of course, they have canceled the Hall of Fame game. And by the way, was it just me? I wasn't paying a whole lot of attention. We really didn't talk about it last week on the program either. Did anybody know that the Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremonies was this weekend? Did you? And did you care? Roberto Alomar, Burt Blyleven, definitely one of the top 10 Chris Berman nicknames of all time, Burt Be Home Blyleven. That is obviously epic. And so there you go. That was yesterday as well. Speaking of baseball, let's catch you up to date. The rain did have some effect on either state or area tournaments yesterday. So let's catch you up to date on where we're at. Here are the senior tournaments. The B5 at Wayne, Wayne and Central City will be playing an elimination game tonight. The winner will have to beat Aurora twice tomorrow. The B6 at Gothenburg, they're okay. Gothenburg and Holdridge will play tonight at 5:30 in an elimination game. Broken Bow and McCook will play in a winner's bracket game at 8 o'clock. In the C5, seniors going on at Wymore. They did get thumped by the rain last night. So today, Geneva and Wymore finish up their game, followed by Dakin Meridian against Adams Sterling. And then Hebron and Davenport Edgar still have a winner's bracket game to play tonight. The C6 at Ravenna, they're down to four teams. Elimination game this afternoon at 5. Ord will play Dannebrog Carroll Bullis in a rematch of an opening round game, which Ord won. DCB has come all the way back through the loser's bracket. And that'll be followed by the championship, the winner's bracket final, St. Paul against Stromsburg, Osceola, Shelby over at Ravenna. And the C7 at Alma got rained out yesterday, so today at 5, Gordon will play Hirschland, that's Hershey Sutherland, and then in the winner's bracket, Alma will play Overton. Those two teams will battle at 7:30. State baseball, it's all over for Kearney. Grand Island is still going. The National Division at North Platte. Grand Island has won their first two games over Ralston, 8-3, and over Lincoln Northeast, Judd Brothers, 6-4. They will play the primetime Patriots of Millard South tonight at 7 o'clock in North Platte. For Kearney, many people believe that the tournament in Omaha much tougher than the tournament in North Platte. That's no slight to Grand Island. That's just the way people are saying that it is, and Grand Island's 2-0. But on the other side of things, 0-2 for Kearney, and they had two tough games. Got beat up on Saturday and then lost in 10 innings yesterday to Papillion. 13-10 was the final score there in 10 innings. What a great season for the seniors at 37-7. At Hastings yesterday, a couple of games got in. The elimination games, Lincoln Pius X beat Fremont by a score of 10-3, and Kearney Post 52 defeated Hastings Johnson Imperial Home by a score of 12-8. And Mitch Heemstra with an inside-the-park three-run home run to get things going there. So Hastings is out, Fremont is out, and then the winner's bracket games were rained out. So tonight at Duncan Field, Omaha Creighton Prep will play Millard South at 5, and at 7:30, Papillion-La Vista South will take on Omaha Westside. Kearney will be back in action tomorrow in an elimination game at 2:30 against the Prep Millard South loser. And finally, the Class B and C juniors at Beatrice. You have one game that was affected by rain yesterday. Beatrice and Hickman. Gretna beat Shelton Gibbon in the winner's bracket 11-3. Albion eliminated York, and Sydney eliminated Wahoo. Shelton Gibbon scheduled to play Sydney this afternoon after the Hickman-Beatrice game wraps up. And at Hershey, they're able to get through the tournament. So here's where we're at from yesterday. Four games were played. Overton eliminated the host Hirschland 7-5. And Elmwood Murdoch eliminated West Point 2-0. In the winner's bracket, Sutton down Palmer, Walbach, Greeley, Spalding 12-5. And Elkhorn Mount Michael edged Crofton 5-4. Should be a great day of baseball over at Hershey. Overton plays Palmer, Walbach, Greeley, Spalding at 1. Elmwood Murdoch will take on Crofton at 4 o'clock. And then Sutton will take on Elkhorn Mount Michael at 7 o'clock here this evening in the winner's bracket final. So that's what's going on in baseball. And hopefully your team is still in. And best of luck to those squads that are still in. If you've had a full weekend of baseball, though, and you're ready to rest, do it the relaxing way by purchasing your next sofa, recliner, or bedding from Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance, where they guarantee you just right for you service. There's no need to move the furniture or clear a room before Bruce Furniture delivers that furniture either, because they gladly take care of the heavy work for you. Saves you the effort of moving your stuff around with just the right mover. So they bring it in, you want it adjusted, fine. You want something taken out, they'll do that for you as well. They want you to have the furniture as quickly as possible too. Say all of a sudden, wow, there was a leak in the basement, and you need a new couch, and you need a new recliner. You want something in there quick. You got a big family get-together coming up. You don't want them to know that there was damage. You get it done. Bruce Furniture says if it's in our store, you can have it as soon as you want it. You want it today? Yours. Going to have it today. Tomorrow? Fine. And no after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons. No fine print. It's all there for you at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. And of course, with a lot of baseball talk going on, it's not all baseball. The coaches are having a good time down in Lincoln as we get ready for the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Games. As we said, the girls and boys are tonight. And boy, have they assembled a coaching staff for that girls game tonight. We are pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show Matt Fritchie, the head girls coach at Bellevue West. He's going to guide the red team tonight. Coach, good morning. How's your Monday?
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing great. Have you got some practices in? How many have you got in?
You know, they kind of sequester us. We've been down here for 3 days, and we've practiced 5 times and had a good amount of time to get ready.
This has become, from that standpoint alone, I remember the kids came in, maybe one or two practices, maybe you got a couple workouts or a shoot-around in the day of the game, and then you just kind of threw it out there. Has this game become more competitive or more of an X and O type of game than it was in the past?
Well, I hope it's not an X and O type of thing. Otherwise, our kids are in trouble. But it's definitely more competitive, and I think the Coach Association does a nice job of making it a big deal and bringing kids in early and taking good care of them so it's a good experience and giving us at least time to be as prepared as we can.
How much, and it comes to all All-Star games like this, but this would be the premier basketball game of all the All-Star games in the state. How important is it for these kids to do well? They're all seniors, and if they're going to college, they've made their commitments, but yet I'm guessing they want to shine with the best of the best playing.
You know, I think it's a big deal to them. Our kids are from all over the state. We have they get to play on TV on Nebraska Public Television. They are they've had a chance to prepare, and they're all college basketball players. So I mean, they've all got a lot of good tools. They're all competitive, good players, and I'm sure they want to do well. And you know, the cool thing with girls is girls seldom really care if they do well. I think they just really want to beat the blue team. So.
Well, let's take a look. I thought there was some pretty good talent on both of the girls' teams this year. We were talking last week that most of the good boys from this past season were underclassmen, so maybe their game isn't going to have the normal level of seniors, but it looks like there's some really good kids from every class here in this basketball game.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, it's easier for me to think about my kids because I know them better, but you know, I know that like from class... Oops, so we got some of the premier kids like Alexis Akinotico from Bellevue West, Ashley Nelson from Millard West. We've got Emily Cady from Seward is on the other squad. I mean, there are some really, really good kids. Jamie Van Kirk from Sutton, quite a few Division I level kids here too.
Your eye that you haven't seen before, Matt. Who caught your eye that maybe you didn't get a chance to see play in their high school career?
Well, and the first one that pops out to me is Hattie Guzman from Scotts Bluff. I just would have had no reason to see her play. They're in a different class, and they're, you know, six hours away at least. We just never. There wouldn't have been any reason for me to ever witness her play, but I'd heard that she was good and she's really, really quick, great shooter. It's been fun to you know, she's like, oh, I'm from Western Nebraska, Elvis, and I was too, so I know what that's like. But at the same time, she was a kid that I'd never seen that I was really, really pleased with when I saw.
We're chatting with Matt Fritchie, Bellevue West girls basketball coach here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Of course, tonight, one of the head coaches for the coaches' all-star game at Lincoln North Star, 6 o'clock girls, the boys at 8 o'clock. Matt, with these girls anymore, even with the guys, it's so specialized. They play in the summer. This whole class thing, it doesn't seem to take any time to mesh. If you're good, you're good, and you played over the summer. Have you seen any problems with this team coming together in these five practices?
No. You know what? All of our kids are college basketball players, so they've all been at their respective colleges working out, lifting, running, spending time playing pickup. All of our kids have come in shape and ready to play, and you're right. If you can play, you can play, and they mesh together with no problem, especially girls, I think, because there's very seldom an ego or it's never me-centered for girls.
What kind of style are you expecting tonight? Is it going to be a defensive game? Is it going to be up-tempo? Just by looking at the kids each team has, what do you think is going to transpire on the floor tonight?
Well, I hope it's up-tempo. You know, that's how we. I always want my teams to play, and then, you know, these guys are really geared for it. We don't have big lumbery posts. We have real athletic kids all the way through, and you know, I don't think people want to pay $10 to come to an All-Star game and watch a 45-42 game. I mean, I'm hoping we're in the 70s, and we get up in transition and hope both teams just run and hit some shots and make people want to come back and see them again. So,
just another minute here with Bellevue West coach Matt Fritchie getting ready for tonight All-Star girl and boys basketball game. You mentioned some of the posts. One of them is one of the best players in the state that you've had a chance to coach during her career in Alexis. What about the way she's matured, and what do you see her doing when she gets into the college level? How much farther she can go?
Oh, she's amazing. She's a kid that's always just taken every aspect of the game seriously, all the way from, you know, taking care of herself with ice baths in the training room to being the kid that lifts perfectly. She's gonna be. It's gonna be an easy transition for her. She probably is looking forward to the challenge of playing college basketball and going on and learning new things. I don't think there's probably anything I could tell her at this point in her career. So I think that, you know, I think she's going to be amazing, and I think she's as ready as any kid I've ever had to go to the next level.
And tell me about the selection process, Matt. Was it a tough one, or did these girls really kind of rise to the top and it was easy to whittle down the 12 on each side?
You know, I'll be honest, it was brutal. My assistant coach for this, or kind of co-head coach, is Andy Gerlez from Sutton. And so we both really wanted Alexis and Jamie Van Kirk from Sutton. We wanted those two kids to play for us. I'm not sure that they wanted that, but we wanted that. And so we asked them to, you know, they were our first two picks so that we could make sure and ensure that we got to coach our own kids. And then we drafted according to different regions and different classes to make sure we had the whole state represented for both teams. And I'm telling you, there are probably 8 or 10 girls that did not make this list that are deserving to be there. And it was a matter of position or something like that that each team needed, that the reason they didn't make it. Like, I don't think there's a big gap between this group and you know, 8 or 10 kids that aren't playing in this game. And I feel bad. We had a lot of good basketball players to choose from.
Well, and you're going to get to probably know Andy a lot better now that you're going to be competing against him. He's in the same kind of boat that you were. He has come up from a different coaching. He's seen some of the smaller classes, and now he takes that jump to Class A. You're not going to show him your whole playbook, are you?
Well, we don't. The fortunate thing is I don't really have much to show him. We don't do anything real special. So he actually, I'll be honest, When it comes to like all the execution stuff and the set stuff, I think guys from smaller schools, but and maybe Andy's just so unique. Well, I don't think so. I know like Jeff Tolber up at Ravenna. I know some guys. Some of those guys do an unbelievable job. Andy's an unbelievable basketball coach, and he's just his playbook is about 8 times thicker than mine. And I'm just hoping to he's going to look the other way sometime this weekend, and I can steal it.
Well, Matt, we'll be watching tonight. We sure appreciate you giving us a few minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have fun with this, and we can't wait to see you again sometime soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Here, Matt Fritchie joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, Bellevue West coach, and tonight coaching in the Girls All-Star Contest. I have heard, and this is rumor here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, that they almost have Big Daddy's microphone fixed from the lightning strike last night. Merritt, you tell me that there are... We've actually had a few things fixed since we've come on the air.
Yes.
But our TV blew out, so I don't get any highlights.
Sorry.
Could you make some signs? You know, maybe some shadow puppets or something?
I'm confused on what is more important, Daddy's microphone or the TV.
Oh, well, we know it, but that answer is the TV. We'll see if it's working when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The end of this month, Doug and Daddy will be at their first Big Ten football media days in Chicago, and that means, of course, you are too. And they've been honing their interview skills to impress the Chicago and Big Ten media. Notice the skill with which they hit just the right note with Mike Hall of the Big Ten Network.
How great the Big Ten Conference is in baseball.
Follow Doug and Daddy to Big Ten media days, brought to you in part by
K&K Parts, Gary Michaels Clothing, Misco Sporting Goods, and Bruce Furniture.
Join us each day at 11 for special expanded Big Ten Media Days coverage.
We'll see some areas of dense fog early on yet today. Otherwise, just looking at partly to mostly sunny skies to develop with a high in the low 90s with southeast winds 5 to 15. We'll fall off to 72 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Right now, 79.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back with you here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Is it working?
Check. Check two.
Oh, it is working. What a delight it is to have it working.
Well, it's been an emotional weekend. Good friend of mine passing, Amy Winehouse. Well, I never saw that one coming. I got to be honest with you. I was shocked. I know that. Stunned as everyone else was, I'm sure, out there. Yeah, you heard that and you thought, you're kidding me. What were the chances? 98%? 99%? I don't know. Good. Good to have the microphone back. Good to be back in studio. It's nice to be here. Matt Fritchie. Dude, I tell you what, that guy is a czar of girls basketball in the state of Nebraska. Has some awfully good talent going through there. Should be fun to watch these kids compete tonight. I know Coach Braithwaite down there is one of the boys' coaches, too, and kind of fun to see an area coach get that experience to go down there and be around that elite level of kids.
The girls at 6, Haley Mandelko of Lexington, Paige Hasty of Holdridge, Carrie Ann Shaw of Sandy Creek, Sutton's, Jamie Van Kirk. They're playing. Tim Streff of Blue Hills, also one of the assistant coaches in this. On the boys' side, Bob Braithwaite of Arapahoe, Chris Hutt of Johnson County are the head coaches. Tyler Shields of Kearney High, Turner Fay of Grand Island Central Catholic, Garth Walbridge of Arapahoe are all playing the games tonight. 6 and 8 on Nebraska Educational Television.
I should have probably said yes.
I've been black, but when I come back,
yes.
That's Amy. Sorry, Amy. Wow. Weird. Strange.
One of those deals that pop up. One of those deals that popped up for me this weekend was the CTS 360 from Complete Nutrition.
Thank God. I didn't know where you were going with that.
Well, it boosts metabolism and accelerate your weight loss. You can tone stubborn fat, control appetite and cravings, maximize weight loss while you sleep. Check it out today. It's the new CTS 360 Complete Toning System. It's at Complete Nutrition. Conveniently located for you in Kearney, just north of Sun Mart, right along 2nd Avenue. And over in Grand Island, just off of Highway 281. Right north of Gordman's. You can call them today, 338-1348. That's 338-1FIT in Kearney, or 382-TONE. That's 382-8663 in Grand Island to speak to a consultant today. Or go check out the website, CompleteNutrition.com, for more information. They have what you need. You can drop up to 10 pounds fast. Ask them how Complete Nutrition is where it's at.
Always something going on, and congratulations to the Kearney Little Leaguers. They are the state champs, and they get to head back to Indianapolis and try and make some noise. This is, yes, the Little League World Series, folks, and they are going to have some fundraisers to help support the kids as they go to Indianapolis. Tomorrow night, Tuesday, they're going to be at Little Caesars for a pizza night from 5 to 8. They're going to once again put their hot dog stand at the Apple Market Friday from 11 to 1, just like they did last year, and I think got rid of all their dogs, but that's Friday. And then they're going to have a car wash up at Builder's Warehouse Saturday from 11 to 2. So they're not only playing baseball, but they're working hard and trying to raise some money. Little Caesars Tuesday night, 5 to 8. At the Apple Market hot dog stand Friday, 11 to 1. Car wash at Builder's Warehouse Saturday from 11 to 2. All proceeds used to help the players and their families with the travel expenses. And they say thank you in advance for your support. From the weekend, Daddy, what stood out to you? Tom Mulhern, by the way, coming up in another segment here from the Wisconsin State Journal, talk about Wisconsin on our 12 teams in 12 days. And Chad Martison, tournament director, Cox Classic.
Well, just a couple things from off the... I've been following that NFL deal, waiting this deal to get over. And last week when everything was going so well on Friday night and everybody thought it was over, then the players said, wait a minute, we're not doing anything until probably Tuesday at noon or Wednesday. That's great news from over the weekend. You keep hearing bits and pieces. Those teams starting to report, free agency getting started, teams starting to sign their own players. I got to be honest, some of that golf from the Canadian Open, John Daly getting up, being up there on Sunday, getting to see a little bit of that and some other, you know, that's the one name that stands out for me. Good to see him back in contention at a pseudo-major event on the PGA Tour, the Canadian Open. Those are a couple things that stood out. Over the weekend, I don't know if you hit this, but Alex Gordon hitting a double in the ninth to tie things up, and the Royals get a win over the Devil Rays. That's big because Alex Gordon would continue to cheer for him, continues to do some good things at the plate. Those are a couple, three things, I guess.
And why was there so much softball on ESPN this weekend, and why was there ever a men's international slow pitch game that ended up, what, 25-3?
It was 13-0 last I saw. I thought, what is going on here?
Why are you showing me men's slow pitch softball?
No.
That should be on ESPNU 372.
I don't have a good answer for you.
That was weird. Cornhusker State games wrapped up over the weekend, and Jordan Burroughs makes a big splash in his first international tournament as he dominates the 163-pound weight class at the Ukrainian Wrestlers Memorial International yesterday. Former two-time national champion swept all five of his opponents en route to his title. So Jordan Burroughs, the Hodge Trophy winner, two-time national champion at Nebraska, getting it done.
That's it. You know what? When you translate the college deal, I'm very successful, obviously, when you're the rest of the year across all of Division I. But I think to move up to that next step, you think, gosh, how's my talent going to translate? And you thought, oh, I should be able to be okay. But to go 5-0 in your first event out against international competition, I think that's super. Good for him.
Also, something else that, if you're going off the beaten path a little bit, that caught my eye. Too bad just because he has some kind of Nebraska tie, you want to see Mark Kalkovecki do well, and he finished second in the Senior British Open. Tom Watson. I would like to hear a debate on this at some time, because Nicholas golfed into the Senior Tour, didn't really have to, won some events, but from start to finish, where do we start putting Tom Watson in the greatest golfers of all time?
You certainly
Sneed,
look at the longevity.
Hogan, Woods, Nicklaus. I mean, I'm sure there's four or five others you throw in there. But what Tom Watson is doing at his age, which I think he's 60 now, or heck, I think he's older than that.
Well, he's in the final group of the British Open.
A couple years ago, yeah. 3 years ago now that it's been. He shot on the first day 75 in the Senior British Open and is seven shots, I believe, off the lead. He finishes 68, 69, 67, and finishes in a tie for third with Corey Pavin.
Corey Pavin. You know, there's a name that you once thought you heard a lot, and now he's just been gone, and to hear that name reemerge is interesting. But he's just continually up there. You're right. The longevity of his career has got to be second to none. From a golf historian, I'm not a golf historian, but you could ask one of those guys. Certainly, if you're judging it on that and people being in contention at a ripe old age of 55, 58, 60, whatever he was three years ago, that's on the regular tour, folks. That wasn't the Senior British Open. He was doing that in 3 years ago.
It's pretty amazing, and I watched a little bit of the Canadian Open. That was the PGA Tour stop where the leaders kept coming back. 4-under wins the tournament in a playoff. Tough scoring conditions, brutal rough. You really couldn't do much out of the rough. It was U.S. Open-esque, I think, as far as, you know, penalty if you put it in the rough. But all of a sudden, there you see John Daly's name. I mean, you see two things. You see the young amateur from UCLA and John Daly on the front page of the leaderboard at some time yesterday. And as soon as Daly got himself in contention, it's like he didn't want to be in contention anymore. Yeah, it was weird, but everybody roots for Big John, and he collected a decent paycheck. He had his highest finish in a long time this weekend.
Oh, I think it was on 18 where he chopped out of the, you know, you talk about that thick rough. They were talking about the cut he took at that ball and advanced it right just short of the green. And then he knocks it up to about, I guess, two and a half feet with a very, very nice chip, and then tapped in for a par. But talk about the rough. That was one of the shots out of the rough that stood out.
Hey, folks, they've been working around the clock almost here at the radio station after the lightning strike last night, trying to get everything fixed back up and get everything back to 100% as quickly as they can, because there's no magic button. If it doesn't work, you can't just push a button and make it work. So they've been working at it, and for lunch today, it's off to the chicken coop. You can go to Grand Island. We're here in Kearney. We're going to send them there where they can get the special for the week, or they can get anything off of the menu: burgers, pizza, steak, salad, so many different kinds of salad. You can get the Santa Fe crispy chicken salad if you like a little spiced up. You can get any of their wing sauces. And Daddy, this week's special is,
well,
Coney dogs.
It's a taste of Coney Island in Kearney. Two corny dogs, a choice of a side item. Your choice. $5.99.
And you can get that text every week, just like Daddy and I do. Sign up for their text specials. All the details at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Once a week, they'll send out their home-style special, and you can keep in touch with the Chicken Coop for that and anything else special that they have going on while you're watching your favorite sports on TV. They're open 7 days a week at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. When we come back, it's 12 teams in 12 days. Tom Mulhern of the Wisconsin State Journal. And as we go to break, we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to Nebraska's Big Rodeo in Burwell. It's this weekend. Another item that's going on this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Who won the Canadian Open yesterday? That's the question. We've been talking about golf. Who was the winner in the playoff at the Canadian Open on the PGA Tour? The first correct caller gets a set of tickets to Nebraska's Big Rodeo in Burwell. 888-455-3776.
The Summer Home Organization event is going on now at the Home Depot, with low prices on the things you need to contain the clutter. Like clear 56-quart totes at a new lower price of just $5.97 each. They're big enough to stow just about anything, and they're clear so you can see what you stowed when it's time to find it again. An organized home begins with a trip to the Home Depot and 56-quart totes for just $5.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, failure is not an option. Because failure to trap dirt is not an option for your engine. That's why Fram filters are tested beyond any conditions you'll ever encounter, proven beyond any limits you'll ever push. From the Fram Extra Guard air filter to the Fram Tough Guard oil filter that traps 99% of dirt, Fram's tough technology helps keep miles of wear and tear off your engine. You count on your engine to run right, so it's counting on you to choose the right filter. Fram. Don't fail your engine. Find the right filters at Fram.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some areas of dense fog early on yet today. Otherwise, just looking at partly to mostly sunny skies to develop with a high in the low 90s with southeast winds 5 to 15. We'll fall off to 72 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Right now, 79.
I got the magic in me. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold. Everybody knows I got the magic.
We're back on the Doug and Daddy Show in just a moment. Tom Mulhern of the Wisconsin State Journal is going to join us to break down the Wisconsin badges. But we had a winner for our Nebraska's Big Rodeo tickets in Burwell. Sean O'Hare is the correct answer. He won the Canadian Open yesterday. And who brought home the tickets?
Roger from Kearney.
All right, Roger, way to go. Congratulations. And folks, don't forget, here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, we want to let you know that it's the final day of the Midway annual dual store trade event. They've had a very, very busy weekend, and they want to let you know that they're wrapping that up today. Goes through the end of the day when they decide to go home, which could be, you know, 6, 8, midnight.
So many cars left?
They're crazy. They're just crazy. Well, of course, they've been getting more cars in because it's the trade event. Both stores' inventory located at the Chrysler store, the south store of Midway, and it's the largest selection in central Nebraska. Hassle-free prices are right there on the window, plus the Midway Advantage. Don't forget, you buy a vehicle during this sale, you'll get registered for a drawing to win a $1,000 gas card from Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. It's the final day. They need good quality trades. They're paying top dollar for local trade-ins. Maybe you've got a trade-in and just aren't ready for a new vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle yet. They'll take that as well. It's Midway's annual dual store trade event. Stop by the Midway Chrysler shop today. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, final day of this sale. Tell them you heard about it on Doug and Daddy, and they'll give you a thumbs up, probably. What do you think?
Maybe. I would assume.
You know, they're having a good time out there, but I know, you know, here's what I've heard. They've been out there since last Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. A little warm. It's Monday. They're getting delirious. I heard they're making crazy deals. I heard the hassle-free pricing. They might have scratched it out and wrote free. You know, they're just losing their mind out at Midway.
Well, they wrote damn near free.
See them today at Midway.
12 teams, 12 days, and it all starts like this.
Gun, dice right, yo-yo, scat right, wide option, hard.
Hey, Merritt, let me take a stab at that. All right, guys, here we go. New conference. No damn Beebe. No Bevo. No 11-1 votes. No more. Fresh start. Let's go. Break.
It's finally here. 12 teams in 12 days. Legends Division. Iowa. Michigan. Michigan State. Minnesota. The Wildcats of Northwestern. And your Nebraska Cornhuskers. The Leaders Division. The Fighting Illini. Indiana. Ohio State. Penn State. Purdue, and the Wisconsin Badgers. And now the march to Chicago and Big Ten Media Days begins. 12 teams, 12 days, now on the Doug and Daddy Show.
12 teams in 12 days here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're winding things down, getting ready for Big 12 Media Days Thursday and Friday in Chicago, where we're going to learn even more about some of the great teams. And Daddy, just about everybody we've talked to believes that Nebraska is going to be in the Big 10 championship game against the team that we're previewing today.
Yeah, we go to the Wisconsin Badgers, and we get a preview for Tom Mulhern from the Wisconsin State Journal. Tom, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for the time. I'm here on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for having me, guys.
What do you make? Let's start with the big story. Ohio State supposedly is ready to fall off the mountaintop because of all of this. Is Wisconsin ready to take over being the king of the Big Ten?
Well, there's certainly a window of opportunity there for somebody to jump through. And, you know, Wisconsin has been there kind of knocking at the door for a few years now. So I don't think it's a huge jump for them to make, but sometimes that can be one of the toughest, you know, when you're climbing that mountain, getting to the very peak, and there's a lot of people there trying to knock you off. So, you know, I think they have enough consistency. If you look at their record, they've been averaging 9 or 10 wins a year pretty much every year under Brett Bielema. And then finally beat Ohio State last year, the first time that happened under Bielema. That was huge for him and a share of the Big Ten title last year. So I think they got as good a chance as anybody to jump through that window of opportunity.
Tom, only 12 returning starters, so there's questions across on this team. But they get a big, big, I guess, a relief effort or a real uplift in the summer when this Wilson kid shows up at quarterback in a transfer there that will play for him this year and likely throw the ball all over the yard.
Yeah, you know, it's almost like a free agent signing in the NFL. And, you know, how many times do you get a transfer, Russell Wilson from North Carolina State, you know, who can play right away? That's pretty rare, you know, and that situation is because he had already graduated, so he's eligible to transfer and play right away. And then he's an experienced and a very good player, an all-conference-type player, and then he's a quarterback, and then quarterback happens to be your greatest position of need. So it's like all the stars aligned here. He's a guy that they really needed, you know, at the position, you know, they needed the most help at. So other than Andrew Luck's decision to return to Stanford for his senior year, which surprised a lot of people, I think Russell Wilson's got his chance to have as big an impact as any new quarterback anywhere.
If we're to believe, and we're talking with Tom Mulhern of the Wisconsin State Journal, if we're to believe all the publications and what we saw last year, great offensive line coming back, great running back. Now you plug in what should be a great quarterback. How much better can this offense be for the Badgers this year?
Well, it was as good as it's ever been last year. You know, they hung 80 on Indiana and you know, 70 or more in three different games. So I don't know if they'll reach that proficiency. Everything just kind of came together last year. They had the perfect quarterback in Scott Tolzien for the system who didn't make mistakes. They had a great offensive line with two All-Americans, and they really had a three-headed running back monster. Any of three guys, Monty Ball takes over late in the season after starting out third and has, you know, just carried him the last 4 or 5 weeks of the season. So they lose two All-Americans in the offensive line, and for a lot of places that would be rebuilding mode, but they think they got the bodies to fill in, and they've kind of set a standard, and they don't expect it to be any different this year. And they got as good a two-back tandem, certainly, as there is in the Big Ten, I think, in Monty Ball and James White. And then they've got some other young backs, too, who are pushing for playing time, too. So pretty solid offense. I think a lot of questions on the defensive side, though.
You know, Tom, I guess you look at a lot of people's schedule. Penn State's got Alabama, but, you know, you can go up and down. Arkansas State, South Dakota State, you know, Purdue plays Middle Tennessee at Rice. You guys actually have some name opponents to start things off, UNLV, Oregon State, and then a local team in Northern Illinois. And then I always accept that we've got Tennessee, Chattanooga. You guys have South Dakota. But those are named teams. The excitement level for the schedule has got to be huge this year.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because Wisconsin, deservedly so, has taken a lot of heat for its non-conference schedule in the past, and they've made some efforts to beef it up. And I think, you know, Oregon State having that game helps a lot. You know, they're a name opponent from a quality conference, a team that usually plays pretty well year in and year out. They're right there on the outside of the top 25. They usually overachieve. So I think it's a good schedule. I think Northern Illinois, their head coach is the former Wisconsin defensive coordinator. They were in a bowl game last year. They got a lot of talent returning. That's not going to be a very easy game. So, but the way the schedule sets up, that in the first six games, Wisconsin does not have a true road game. Their only time they leave the state is for a neutral site game against Northern Illinois at Soldier Field in Chicago. So I think that sets up pretty favorably from their point of view, especially working in a new quarterback in Russell Wilson.
Speaking with Tom Mulhern of the Wisconsin State Journal to preview the Badgers here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. If the offense is going to be that explosive, defense seems to win the championships most of the time anywhere, but especially the Big Ten, and that's what has been beat into Nebraska fans' heads, I guess, here for the last year. Talk about this defense. Looks like it's led by linebacker Chris Borland, but has some good talent around him, too.
Yeah, Borland's actually missed last year. Most of last year he redshirted with a shoulder injury. Big Ten freshman of the year 2 years ago, even though he really didn't start full-time until the last six games of the year. And he's a playmaker, and they need that on defense with J.J. Watt, first-round draft pick of the Houston Texans. Defensive end being gone, that's going to be some big shoes to replace. They're really solid up front in the defensive line, but I don't know if they got any playmakers like J.J. Watt was. But they do think they got 8 or 10 bodies deep, and they can throw a lot of bodies at the position. Linebacker should be a strength, and it's not just Borland, but Mike Taylor, who's another playmaker. They have a chance to be really good at linebacker if Borland stays healthy, and it's been a chronic shoulder problem, so that has some people worried. And then secondary, they have some, both of their cornerbacks back. They got an all-Big Ten-type safety in Aaron Henry, but that was a defensive backfield that got torched in the Rose Bowl by Andy Dalton and TCU. So, they feel good about their defensive backs, but I still think they got to prove it against top-flight passing attacks.
Tom, I'm going to go back to the other side of the ball, and going back to the quarterback position. Should Russell Wilson go down, who's in line waiting to get the nod if he goes down?
Well, John Budmeyer was going to be the guy until this all happened late, and Budmeyer's a third-year sophomore. He enrolled early, so he's been through 3 spring practices. Struggled in the spring, didn't have a very good spring game, and that had a lot of fans panicking. But he's got some talent. He's got a pretty strong arm. He was fairly highly recruited. Wisconsin took him away from Notre Dame. He's a guy they like a lot, and they've invested a lot in him, and a lot of people think he will be the starter for the next 2 years after Russell Wilson leaves this year. And, more than anything, they just needed some experience and some depth at that position. Before Wilson came here, they had Budmeyer, who's never started, and he was backed up by a redshirt freshman. And the third-string quarterback was a walk-on true freshman who enrolled early. So they had no experience at the position, very little depth. They just really needed another body and really would have been in bad shape depth-wise, I think, going into the season with that trio. So feeling a lot better about the depth at the position now. And I think Budmeyer's a guy who will be able, if Wilson would go down for any reason, get him through a short stretch.
Just a couple of minutes left with Tom Mulhern of the Wisconsin State Journal. We had Barry Alvarez on the program earlier this month, Tom, and we talked about the excitement from this end of the Nebraska-Wisconsin game. Is it too early to start looking at that? Many believe that's the game of the year in the Big Ten Conference. How is it being viewed in Wisconsin?
Well, they're pretty excited on this end as well, and it's going to be a really hot ticket. Something about Camp Randall Stadium and night games. They're just great atmospheres, and they've played Ohio State here at night a couple of times over the last 4 or 5 years, including last year, and it was a special atmosphere last year, and I'm guessing it'll be a lot like that. The ties with Alvarez here and Nebraska, fans here have wanted to see Nebraska on the schedule for a really long time, and now to get them in a year when they're favored to win their division, Wisconsin's favored to win its division, and then a night game on top of that, and then, Nebraska's first Big Ten Conference game, it's pretty exciting, and I don't think Nebraska fans, those that manage to get a ticket, will be disappointed by the atmosphere. It's a really good atmosphere here, and especially for night games.
Tom, for those Nebraska fans heading there, what's the hot spot we got to hit outside Camp Randall?
Well, you will have plenty of choices. That's never an issue in Madison. And State Street is loaded. You could stumble into just about any place and be guaranteed to have a pretty good time. So just follow the crowds. There'll be plenty of options.
It's a good thing they allow stumbling because we're really good at that. It sounds, Tom, like you are. I'll check. Are you on the bandwagon that Nebraska and Wisconsin meet twice this year, second time in the Big Ten Championship?
Yeah, I think that would be my pick, with the caveat that, I'd like to see Wisconsin in camp and address some defensive issues. But looking at that division, I can't pick anybody ahead of them right now.
Is there anybody that you like in this kind? I mean, maybe you can give your take on Ohio State, but is there another team that you have penciled on the schedule that's going to be, we better be ready for this one? I know at Michigan State's probably pretty big.
Yeah, Michigan State's kind of the one that I think everybody else is looking at, and I like their quarterback, Kirk Cousins, a lot, and the running back, Baker, obviously is an outstanding running back, so I think they got the pieces. Michigan State historically has been a team that can disappoint you a little bit when they look to be loaded going into a season, but I think they've made some steps in previous years, and they've done some things to shed that image, of underachievers a little bit, and I think they're probably next in line.
Tom, we appreciate the time you've given us on today's Doug and Daddy show. Thanks so much. We'll be in touch again as the game draws near, I have a feeling.
Look forward to seeing you guys in Madison.
Thanks, Tom. Tom and all of our guests as we go to Big Ten Media Days, brought to you in part by K&K Parts, Misco's, Gary Michaels Clothing, and Bruce Furniture. Can't wait to get to Chicago, and we have two more days to go. Northwestern tomorrow, and then Nebraska with Mike Babcock, Steve Sipple, and Sean Callahan in our Husker Roundtable coming up on Wednesday's program. So we're looking forward to that.
Yes, we certainly are. We're going to effort from the Chicago Sun-Times, Tina Akuris for Northwestern.
Awesome. Awesome. You caught some fish this week, and I want you to brag. Or wow. Or was this another one of those things where you were in the boat where the fish was caught?
Well, I was in the boat, and I got to reel some in. Got to go check out the sights and sounds of Lake McConaughey, which is lovely this time of year. Had a great weekend to do it. Very, very hot on Saturday, but had a fun day. It's just different fishing than people do around here, and lots of trees, lots of lures being broken off in trees. So if you like to tie stuff up, it's a great place for you.
Did you fish with a regional champion this
week? I did fish with a regional champion.
Did you learn anything?
I did learn a little bit.
Like, how long were you on the water each day?
First day, about 9 hours till it got too hot, and then it just was too hot. Then we were up about 5 hours Sunday.
All right. And you did well?
Well, we didn't, not a lot, but caught some quality fish. 26.5, 29.5, 30-inch walleye.
That's good.
Three pretty good fish.
That's good?
Yeah.
We going to eat them?
No, you don't eat the big ones.
You put them back?
That's the big mamas that have the big babies.
So you just take a picture and then you drop them back in the water?
Take a picture, throw them right back in, and then retie another lure.
All right. Hey, folks, we just talked to the gang down at Misco's, Larry and Steve. And Steve said it was a great weekend of sidewalk sales. Want to thank everyone that came in. Of course, Larry said when we had him on the show last week, come in, buy something, tell him you want one of the Husker posters off the wall. He said they flew right off the wall. So we're glad we could help him with that as they're getting out with some of the old and 2010 and 2011 models and bringing in what we're getting ready for the fall and for next year already. Stop by and see Misco's. If you're getting ready for football and volleyball and anything you want to do this fall season, they still got a great selection of bats. If you're a softball and a baseball player out there, from big kids to little kids, they've got it for you. Husker gear, a little bit of Kearney Catholic and Kearney High gear still left from the weekend, but they have bringing in new items. If you just need the volleyball, you need the softball, you need the soccer ball, you need the football, you need the basketball, great selection of shoes. And, of course, don't forget, Mom and Dad, when it's time to head off to practice, those kids need something to carry all that stuff in, and they've got the big bags for you. At Misco's on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. We'll talk a little golf with Chad Martison of the Cox Classic next.
Whoa, I just got this ridiculous urge for Doritos pizza chips.
Sudden urge, huh?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like you're under a rogue hypnotic spell.
Yes, that crunchy pizza goodness. It's all I can think about. I'm seeing pizzas everywhere.
Maybe it was that hypnotist at Karen's party.
Mm-mm.
Remember, he convinced Karen she was a bear and she was attacking people for days.
Oh, that cheesy crunch. We need to stop at the next gas station.
Whoa, you're starting to act like a bear now too, so you need to relax it.
Doritos pizza chips. The hunger you can't explain.
A Rhino Man is surrounded by an air of confidence and grill smoke. A Rhino Man carries an emergency set of seasonings, just in case. And a Rhino Man would never, ever grill with anything other than an always cleaned and always leak-tested Blue Rhino. So, what kind of man are you? It's not just propane, it's Blue Rhino.
With over 45,000 locations nationwide, a ready-to-grill tank is always nearby. Visit BlueRhino.com.
Hello?
Jim, we need to talk.
Now? It's been a rough day.
Oh, you've had a rough day. Since you left this morning, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim. Contacts, fuses, micro switches, and U-joints. All things that require your attention.
Believe me, I know. I'm doing all that I can. I'm only one man, and I'm a farmer, not an electrician.
Well, just remember, you chose me. Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered center pivots from T&L Irrigation instead, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Okay, so we can't solve your relationship problems, but we do know a lot about making your irrigation life simpler. Contact your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it.
So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting. In most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you back with us here as we're into that last week of July. I'm so used to this being media days for us and then coming back and the Cox Classic is teeing off. But the way that the calendar fits now, the Cox Classic is going to be the first weekend in August, and we've been talking about that. And John Hurley, Blake Trimble hoping to do some good things with exemptions. And we're going to find out a little bit more about what's going on with Tournament Director Chad Martison joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Chad, welcome back. How's it going?
Guys, thanks for having me. Going great. I always love being on the show.
Well, we appreciate you giving us some time today. What's the latest news about the Cox Classic? Have we secured our field yet, or do we still have a little time to go?
We still have a little time to go. Actually, today we'll have our Nebraska section guys in the bag. They're actually playing a pro-am event today to figure that out. A week from today, we'll have our Monday qualifiers. We'll have another 14 players inked then as well, and the rest of the field gets decided this Friday. So we're getting down to the wire.
Chad, you obviously want some local names down there. John Peterson's been a guy that was a former pro here at the Country Club, do some good things, made a cut down there. Obviously, adding that local flavor is something you guys really like to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Every year we like to have, you know, at least a handful of local guys. You know, we're guaranteed every year to have three local guys from the Nebraska section of the PGA. They do a year-long points race, and then the player of the year gets in. But we look at that as exemptions, too. We take that strongly into consideration if somebody wants an exemption spot into the tournament. We always like to have local. There's some great golfers around here. We'd love to showcase that.
Chad Martison joining us here. He's the tournament director. And, Chad, we were down there a couple of weeks ago for Media Day and got to hear from John and got to find out more about what's going on. Can you let the fans know how John and Blake have done the last couple of weeks?
You know, actually, both of them are playing fairly well. I know Blake's been playing a lot of mini-tour events. John's probably three events into his professional career right now. He's made some cuts, made a couple bucks here and there. So actually, both of them are probably on the, not to use a pun, but on the upswing of their playing right now. So I'm really looking forward to having both of them here.
Chad, for fans that have been down to the golf course before, are there any changes, adding distance to any holes this year that will be different than in years past?
No course changes necessarily. Probably our biggest change is the addition of the Twin Peaks, and I love this name, by the way, the Twin Peaks Drinking Range. We'll have a restaurant bar on number 8. That's new to us this year, so we'll have one more facility for people to go kind of hang out and have a good time in. But other than that, kind of status as usual as far as fans go. But, you know, we always like to better what we've done last year, so there's a lot of little touches here and there that we've really improved on this year.
Yeah, what is it that sets you guys apart even on the nationwide tour from the other events? I know they call this the stop of the Mardi Gras of golf on the nationwide tour. The players eat it up. Is it the fans that separate this from the other events?
You know, if I had to encapsulate it down into one word, I have to say it's passion. Our volunteers are very passionate. Our sponsors are very passionate. The staff, we have four full-time staff members. We're very passionate. The course itself, even the staff at the course and the ownership of the course, they're very passionate about it. When you have all those people kind of working together and we all care so much about the event being good, you just can't help but have a home run. You really can't. And that's what we have every year.
Obviously, a lot goes to charity. I believe we have a couple of new ones to talk about this year, but there are multiple charities. Talk about that front and what the Cox Classic does.
Absolutely. You know, we have 12 named charities each year that you know, we're a nonprofit organization, so at the end of the year, whatever money's left over, that money goes back to the local community, to those 12 charities. to date, we've given over $1.8 million to 12 local charities, a various mixture of 12 local charities. And that's really what it's all about when you boil it all down to it. I mean, it's a fun event. You can come out, have fun, maybe have an adult beverage or two or three or four or whatever, you know, you want to do. But it's a lot of really good golf. But at the end of the day, we're here to give money to charity. We do have two new charities, Nebraska Special Olympics and Junior League Omaha. You know, really, really good charities. All of our charities are very passionate. And, you know, ultimately, it's about bettering the community, bettering the state of Nebraska, bettering Omaha.
Chad, everybody wants to know that at night the bands come in to put some great entertainment on. That's where the nightlife is. What goes on the first couple, three nights? Do you have the names of those bands?
We do. Yeah, we absolutely do. This year on Wednesday night, we're doing something just a little different. We're having DJ's Dugout, a Blazing Pianos, so kind of a dueling piano sort of a thing. First time we've ever done that. Really, really popular here, and we're looking forward to that being a big deal. We have Lemon Fresh Day on Thursday. We have... Secret Weapon on Friday and Hi-Fi Hangover on Saturday. And then we have a free show Saturday afternoon, a band called Avaricious here. So we like to keep the music going. We like to keep the fun going as well.
Just taking a look at some of those leaderboards over the weekend, the Dakotas Tour was at the Moccasin Creek Country Club. Brandon Crick, who played in this event last year, finished in a tie for second. And John Hurley didn't have a great third day, but he finished in a tie for 14th with A.J. Elgert, who's also been in the Cox Classic. So maybe a little positive things going there. And then from the big boy standpoint, Matthew Goggin is the leader right now, and if he could come to Omaha and get a win, he gets his card. I know that is one of the big storylines, is anytime Omaha just happens to be late enough that you guys have been fortunate to have guys looking for that third win of the year.
You know, Omaha has kind of become the place to get the battlefield promotion, that third win promotion. We've had three of the tour's nine in the history of the tour, and this year I'd love to ink a fourth, especially with Matthew Goggin. He actually won in Omaha back in 99, so kind of cool to have him repeat and then have it be a battlefield promotion. I'm kind of looking forward to that happening.
Chad, with the success of this tour, this tour stop on the nationwide tour, obviously there's probably dreams out there of drawing the PGA to Omaha someday. Is it one of your dreams?
You know, I certainly wouldn't rule it out. You know, I mean, Omaha is a great town for a PGA Tour event. You know, obviously a lot of things have to come into line. And we just inked a new 3-year deal with the Nationwide Tour, so we have a home for a while. But I wouldn't rule anything out. I mean, our sponsors are so supportive: Cox Communications, Lexus of Omaha. The list goes on and on. You know, I just wouldn't rule anything out. You know, it's a great venue, a great spot for a PGA Tour event or any other tour event for that matter.
Chad Martinson with us for just another minute here. He's the tournament director for the Cox Classic, which is going on next weekend in Omaha at Champions Run. We're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to the Cox Classic. Chad, what about that? Not only do you have to re-up with the Nationwide Tour, you have to re-up with the golf course.
We do, yeah. Our relationship with the golf course has been a very long one. It's the only home we've ever had. And I mean that. The course is home. So we're already having negotiations about, you know, our longevity at the course, and they're actually going really, really well. So I look for us to be at Champions Run for years to come.
And the Senior Open is going to be coming in 2013. What kind of challenges is that going to present to your tournament when the U.S. Senior Open is going to be trying to get some things done as well?
Yeah, you know, I'm actually really looking forward to that coming to Omaha. I love the fact that it's going to put Omaha on an even bigger national stage, on an even bigger golf stage, if you will. OCC is a great venue for that tournament. It does present some challenges, you know, volunteers, sponsorship, that kind of thing. But you know what? There is definitely room for two very big-time events in Omaha. We're obviously one of those events having over 100,000 spectators, you know, that week. I think they're both going to coexist really, really well, and we've been working with the folks that are running that event pretty closely as well. So I'm looking forward to that and golf, and I think it's going to be a great year for golf in Omaha and Nebraska.
And last time we had you on, of course, we mentioned back on the Golf Channel. Again, that's important. Fans like watching this event, even if they're not from Nebraska or from the Midwest, because it does have low scoring. It does have fun holes. Very important to have it back on TV.
Definitely. We're a fun event to watch. I mean, you know, bottom line, if you know, have a 23 under par winning our event, obviously there's lots of birdies and eagles to be had, and that's fun to watch, you know, bottom line. You know, Golf Channel brings international coverage, so we're able to put Nebraska and Omaha and Champions Run, we're able to put, you know, that venue, our state, on an international scale, on an international stage, and we really like that. So it's very important to us, and Cox Communications helped in that process and really stepped up to that and helped our local community in the interim. So we're really excited this year.
And Chad, last question for you. If somebody wants to come down to the Cox Classic for the first time and maybe hasn't even had a chance to go to a professional golf event, what's the one or two tips that they need to know when they come out to watch this tournament?
You know, probably my biggest tip is there's so much going on at our tournament. There's so many little nooks and crannies. There's view boxes and public seating, and, you know, you got 18 holes of golf action. You got big names. You got up-and-comers. Probably my biggest piece of advice to anybody would be try to take it all in, you know. Don't try to just sit in one place and try to watch the action go by. Walk around, check out everything that we have to offer. Vendors and, you know, the Nebraska section of the PGA does a little hitting clinic, you know, in the 19th hole. We've got really something for everybody. So it's really just sample as much as you can, kind of find the niche that you really love doing and hang out. It's a fun event. Bottom line, it's a fun event. So, you know, take as much in as you possibly can.
Well, Chad, we'll continue to give you all the pub we can give you. We think it's a great event. I know you're going to be awful busy. Thanks so much for the time on today's Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me, and thanks for the support over the years. I really appreciate it, guys.
Hey, we'll see you soon, Chad. Thanks, bud. Tournament Director, Cox Classic, Chad Martison here on ESPN Radio, and all of our guests taken care of on the Doug and Daddy Show by our friends at BK, where you can get two original chicken sandwiches for only $4 anytime. BK, two locations in Kearney, also North Platte, Lexington, and Cozad. Good luck to all the teams still competing in American Legion Baseball, whether you're at State in Hastings or North Platte or wherever you're at today. Hershey, Beatrice, all going on, and best of luck to those teams. And we want to thank Tom Mulhern of the Wisconsin State Journal joining us today to preview the Wisconsin Badgers. Tomorrow we look at Northwestern. Also want to thank Chad Martison, Tournament Director of the Cox Classic, and Matt Fritchie, Head Girls Basketball Coach at Bellevue West, Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Girls and Boys Basketball Games tonight, 6 and 8 at Lincoln North Star. The games are on Nebraska Educational Television.
12 teams in 12 days rolls on. Northwestern Wildcats tomorrow. Nebraska Cornhuskers on Wednesday. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow, 23 hours from now, on the Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!